Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how much money does it really take? How much money do you need to start? Good show today, Jill. Not a great show. Maybe a good show. Maybe great. Let's make it great. But first, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Ben asked, I got a call on a 2.5-acre property in the middle of a wind farm.
Oh, I love these.
The parcel is vacant, but it has a windmill in an adjoining parcel. I guess I could sell it as a relaxing experience to sit in the lawn chair and watch the windmill turn. I love it.
Who's Ben? Do you know Ben?
I do know Ben. I do know Ben. You know what's really funny is this was a question he asked a while back and I found it and I thought it was hilarious too. So I put it here and then B, I sent Ben a little note saying, hey, listen to the show because we answered it. So Ben, hopefully you're listening.
That's hilarious. Uh-huh. Do you know all our members?
I mean, there's a lot. I know a lot of them. Ben's been with us for a while. That's why I know Ben.
Buy that piece of property. And here's why. Uh-huh. You know, if you're a regular listener, you know we gauge all these properties that come back after we send mailers out. We gauge all these properties back with the four A's, right? Acreage, more is better. Affordability, cheaper is better. Access, should always have some version of access. And then number four is attribute. Well, what a great attribute this is. Mm-hmm. I bought some property a long time ago. It was an accident. I bought it. It was under, you know, it was a property under those power lines that come, you know, all across the, from the power plant, you know? Mm-hmm. And I said, oh no, what's going to happen? So I put it up and man, I sold it for a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And it became, an agricultural situation because it was in California. So it is in California and they used it as like a nursery / something. It was in a small town. The power lines are going right through it.
There's access. There's great access because they have to get to the towers, right?
Yeah, this wind farm thing, all you got to do, this isn't 100% sure, but if you get property like this, call the people who own the wind farm properties and stuff. They'll probably lease it from you forever. Just for the easement alone because all those windmills need maintenance and stuff. So that's a fantastic attribute in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It sets it apart from a lot of different, and you could, the description writes itself if you wanted to sell it. Mm-hmm. It's all good. I mean, you're not going to put a cabin on it. That's not how you'd sell this, but it's got a great attribute.
Cabin with a beautiful windmill next to it.
Yeah, this relaxing thing's funny, but it's not.
I love it.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. How much money do you need to start in this type of real estate investment business? This is the meat of the show. Jill, how much money?
A dollar. Just kidding. This comes up often. That's why.
All the time.
That's why I'm glad that you did this.
This is going to shock you.
No, this is really important. This is really good to know.
This is going to shock you, but you need money to start in the real estate business. Mm-hmm. You don't need your own money, but it takes money to start stuff. Mm-hmm. All you ever hear on late night TV is no money down. You don't need any money. It's all not true. You need a little bit of money. Do you need $40 million in the bank? No. Do you need to have access to somebody who's got a ton of money and just wants to invest with you? Maybe, if you don't have your own money. If you started with $5,000, could you turn it into a ton of money like I did? Yeah, absolutely. It depends on you. But can you start with 0.00? No.
Thank you. It's important to know. That's the whole. Well, you know, and I'm really glad that we're talking about this. And it's realistic. That's the part I want everybody to know. Like you said, people, unfortunately, they have this, maybe because those late night shows and things like that, they have this vision of, oh, it's all going to come free and whatever. And no, you have to start with something. You need an education. You need access to the tools. You need to send out mailers. Yeah. I mean, there's little things that go into this. This is where I talk to people a lot about, you have to budget and plan for this. And I urge people, do not do this until you can safely and securely do it and budget and plan. And so what? If it takes 6 months to get to that, that's fine. Don't go backwards. Don't, you know, take it out of your credit card. That's my big pet peeve. So don't do that. Do it right and just sit tight and wait. Plan for it. Get a budget, and then when the time's right, then go for it.
I've heard Jill talk people out of buying our program. Mm-hmm. When I'm like around her office, I've gone in there a couple times just listening to you say, you know what, you're not ready for this. If you're mm-hmm. gonna, if this is the last part of your credit card, you know, you're gonna fill your credit card up with this. It's just not, you need 6 months to just take care of some other stuff. I've also seen you process refunds after you say that to somebody and then they go do it anyway. I've seen you refund their money without them asking. I've seen it one time. It's probably happened more than once.
So yeah, it doesn't happen very often, but yeah, I mean that, cause I really try to urge people ahead of time to make sure it's right and the time is right and budget for it.
Our best members, our most successful members are methodical about this. It's not, this isn't just an impulse purchase or an impulse career. Right. Do a bunch of research on the internet. You know, take a look at other people who are doing this. Look at the names on LandWatch, the seller names. See if this is what's something that you want to do. Listen to a bunch of shows that doesn't cost anything. Call our two land competitors. I don't think they're competitors, but call these two people and see what, call the members that they have, see what it's all about. You know, do a bunch of research. If it's for you, then jump in with both feet. Mm-hmm. And it costs a little bit of money. You know, if I had to put a dollar amount on it, I mean, I would say, I don't know, $5,000, $2,000, some number like that.
Well, you know, I've done that. I've actually worked with people and written out a little bit of a budget, like, all right. You know, and all the information's out there, so anyone can do this off of our website. You can go on our website and you can quickly look up and see, okay, that's how much I need for the education. Got it. Okay, now if I want to get the tools and I want to have access to all this stuff, okay,
yeah.
Got it. Now, okay, I can see how much a mailer costs, and I know
right.
Jack says I need to send out at least 1,500
to start out
to get a test going. Okay, so I know how much that's going to cost and how much it's going to cost to get the, you know, so you can, and then the last piece is really, and probably one of the most important too is your acquisition budget. Cause I tell everybody too, you need to plan for those things, but then you also go say you have to plan, what am I going to buy? And you want to detail, and this is where you said, Jack, 2000 or 5,000 or 10,000, whatever your budget is. This is where you can kind of tweak it, because when you're doing the process, you can target, I'm only going to buy properties in the X price range. I'm going to buy properties for $500, or I'm going to buy property for $5,000. That's where you can tweak it to whatever your budget is.
Or $100,000. You know, we've got members who specifically get involved because they want to buy $100,000 properties and sell them for $190,000 or $150,000. Mm-hmm. One guy in Florida is just killing it doing this in one specific place. Mm-hmm. He had it all worked out in his head long before he got into our program and the whole thing. So, yeah, mm-hmm. do some planning. The members that are most successful do planning.
Mm-hmm. My point to this is everything, be realistic. We're being very upfront and honest because that's who we are. And plan and budget, and don't go into anything crazy. And anybody asks you to up your credit card or something silly like that, don't do that. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, one thing that Jack and I really feel very strongly about is the way we operate. I mean, our education is it. There's no, you got the first half of it, now you need the second half, you got to pay X. You get the whole thing up front. This is everything that there is in our whole program. Here are the tools to do it. Now go do it, you know, kind of thing. And
there's no upselling in our company. We don't have a $12,000 product
or $50,000 product. Oh, no.
You get everything in the whole up front, and then we provide the tools on a subscription basis, and that's it.
That's it. You need to go do it. Because you know why? Because we want you to use your money for your acquisitions. That's now what you should be doing.
This is not a commercial. This is just how we set up the company. We didn't need to mm-hmm. do this. We did it at the request of a ton of people who were buying our property. So it's just as straightforward as that.
Exactly. That's true. We didn't set out to be Land Academy. We were 16 years doing our thing, doing just fine.
Yeah. I mean, we don't sell t-shirts or mugs or any of that stuff.
No.
We, We have a product that Jill constantly marks down.
I know.
And, you know.
I'm helping more people. I'm helping more people.
And we have, you know, multiple people sign up probably almost a day now to have access to the tools. We're the huge value.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, you know, our Data to Doorstep product, this is not a commercial, but our Data to Doorstep product costs $200 a month right now. And you get about between $1,500 and $1,900 a month worth of stuff. If you just started in ways to sell property, it's all property related. So, I mean, if you went up off the street and started signing up on the internet for all these tools, it would cost $1,900 and we charge $200.
Exactly.
And all the stuff that you get for free on top of that, like Success Plant's a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're asking, as you're going and making mistakes, if you're doing it right, you're making mistakes. Yeah, I said that right. If you're doing it right, you're making a bunch of mistakes and you're asking other people who just went through it right on Success Plant in real time how to solve it. How much is that worth?
Right? That's the best thing. I mean, you know what? Jackie just brought up one nice little thing. Even if, because we talk about this often, I wish I had me when I was getting rolling.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't have me so that I could follow like a blueprint, if I just had somebody I could pick up the phone or message them, I'm talking about Success Plant. If I had a place like Success Plant where I could just go and ask this question, I would have saved me so much time and so much trouble and so much money, you know, but that's...
So the short
we're here
of it is,
now. We got here as fast as we could.
You need a little bit of money to start, right? Yeah. Let's just cut to the chase. If somebody's asking for you to increase the amount on your credit card, don't do it.
Mm-mm.
It's just use common sense. Mm-hmm. There's no secrets here. There's no secret counties. There's no, you know, the inside track is this. You need to have access to great data, which we provide. Mm-hmm. World-class data, the same data that First American Title uses and many, many other agencies. Government uses it for a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's the big secret right there. And then the other secret, and it's not a secret if you listen to even one episode of the show, is to send people unsolicited offers and wait for the stuff to come back. There's your secrets. You don't want to spend a dollar. That's how you do this. That's how Donald Trump does it. That's or his organization. I don't care what you think about Trump. I don't care at all. I'm not advocating it or not. It's not a political thing. That's how he made a ton of money in commercial real estate, by sending unsolicited offers to people who own commercial property and filling it up.
Right. I love it. And you're right. Having access to that is just amazing. And what I tell people too is we're not going anywhere. That's my thing too.
I never thought about that.
I say that all the time.
That's great, Jill. I never thought about that.
So what if you're telling me, okay, in 2 years, I'm going to be able to do this. Great, I'll be here.
That's great, Jill.
Seriously, I'm not going anywhere. So, and they're like, okay.
It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm not going anywhere.
Seriously, we're on the show. That's when I talk to you every day.
Mm-hmm. It's true. We get to hear about what each person is doing and what's going on in your world and what's going on in my world. And this comes up a lot in my world. So thank you, Jack. I'm glad that we covered this today. And I hope this helps a lot of people.
This is the technical 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 plus transaction experience. Plan before you spend. Like anything, please plan it out. Do a bunch of research. Put some money in a different bank account if you need to manage it all out. Plan from a time standpoint when you're going to actually learn and from the videos and practice with the data that we have. And you know, if it's 4 hours on Sunday, but just put a plan together. Don't just get the stuff and think it's going to magically jump out of the. Jump out of the screen or out of the box at you and dance around and it's going to work. You have to plan.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me a long time ago, they used this analogy and it just stuck in my head forever. If you want to find somebody to have a romantic relationship with, you can't just sit in a chair by yourself in your living room and have them just fall out of the ceiling. You got to go do some stuff.
I have not seen that website. Maybe that should be on there. They come up with all these. That would be really funny. Sitting on my couch looking for a date.com.
Yeah, and it falls out of the ceiling? Uh-uh.
Yeah, I know.
No, you got to go out there. And you're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to suck. That's true. But you're going to fail at it. And then eventually, if you do everything right, maybe it might work.
Maybe.
real estate, there's probably a higher percentage chance, there's a much higher percentage chance to succeed in art and real estate investing than there is to
have a
romantic relationship that lasts longer than 4 weeks.
Oh, no.
I'll bet you a dollar that's the case.
That's hilarious. This is going to be our, this is our new ad campaign, everyone. It's going to show Land Academy, success rate and dating success rate or something like that. Exactly. First date too. That's hilarious.
Hey, that's enough of that. No, it's not. Dating is harder than making tons of money in real estate. I'm not joking. Don't you think?
Yes. It is. That's true. But you know what? I have something to add, that the same analogy applies to both, which is up your numbers.
Yeah. Oh, let's hear about that, Jill. I love this.
I think I've shared this a little bit before, but just like our property thing, in dating, you need to up your numbers. You need to have a lot to choose from, right? Like the property. So I have a lot to choose from. And that's the thing. Once you get rolling in this and people go, what? I'm like, yeah, you know, you have so many acquisitions. You can just pick the 5, 10, 15, whatever you want to buy, pick the best ones. You got enough to choose from.
Excellent.
Like men.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
No, it's fine. I get it. I just keep coming back to that radio commercial from a lot of years ago in Chicago.
Which one?
So a guy was like, imagine in a bar going down barstool to barstool to barstool. That's all those barstools have women in them. He's like, hi, buy you a drink. And the first woman's like, get away from me, creep. Second one's, hi, buy you a drink. And she says, you're an idiot. Hi, buy you a drink. You're a creep. And then at the last barstool, he says, hi, buy you a drink. And she says, oh, yeah, my name's Sally. And that's just how dating goes.
Oh.
That's up your numbers.
Got it. Yep. Yep.
It's really nine, one, you're going to find 1 out of 10 that the most outrageous stuff that you could possibly do to get a date, 1 out of 10 people are probably going to fall for it.
You know, it's funny when people...
We tested this in college. Mm-hmm. You want to hear about it?
Yeah.
So we had this huge house party. This was like when I was a junior and almost done, and I knew everything was going to be okay. And me and one of my housemates, there's like 10 guys living in a house. There's a visual for you. And this one guy was nuts, and he sat on the stoop and said the most outrageous stuff to women as they were walking into this party, and we calculated it all, and it was 9 women were just like basically spit on him, and then there was always what 10%, 1 out of 10, where they were like, oh hi.
I mean, was it funny? Was it like, did it make him laugh?
I don't know. He was just trying outrageous stuff. That stuff that I can't.
Like,
just
like outrageous pickup stuff. Line stuff?
Yeah, like just anything. Like there's 10% of, you can say anything to 10%. And it's not a gender specific dating thing. I just think that was a good, you know, the 90-10 rule. 10% of the people are going
to. You can apply that to a lot of things.
I think there's 10% of the women that went to that party just wanted to talk to a guy who was reasonably.
I think 90% of the women that went to that party want to talk to a guy. They wouldn't have been there otherwise.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They just don't want the free beer?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Women go to parties for free beer.
What the heck? You're upsetting Jill today.
We don't go to parties for free beer.
Wow, you just got a little snippy.
No, if anything, if...
See how disgusted?
Yes.
Even at my age, I have no idea.
Oh, you have no idea. At all. No.
All right, so explain it to us then.
No. If anything... College girls are hungry, and they would be there for the free snacks. So, because yes, we were
there's just no snacks.
We were just talking about that with my friends the other day. We were talking about college days, and we were remembering. Remember, we used to go to XYZ, you know, nightclub, and it was like the happy hour was all about the food. So we would go there because it was dinner kind of thing. You'd have a drink or two, and that's all you had to pay for. And you got, you know, there's enough like nachos, and they put out a whole Mexican spread, and that was dinner. We were there for the food. We were really kind of hungry. So, because we didn't have a lot of money, because we're in college.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. For the free beer. No, they're there for that. They wouldn't be there for that anyway. They're there to meet guys.
It's amazing that men and women even talk to each other or get together at all as a species in this planet.
Silly.
What motivates men at stuff like that? It's just completely different.
So, okay, give me the reverse. You go to a sorority party.
You don't go to a sorority party.
Oh.
Nobody in the, they only do that if you're in a fraternity, and it's because
you
it's expected,
to?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or it's some kind of tradition.
Or it's your girlfriend.
You don't go there to like, yeah, exactly.
You don't go there for the free beer?
You just don't go there to have any fun.
Oh.
It's like, I don't know, your wife makes you go to a thing. It's that. You just do it because it's like, if I don't do this, it's going to be way worse than if I do.
Boy, did we get off topic. Oh, how am I going to get into the inspiration after that?
See, stuff never changes. You know, there's guy stuff to do and girl stuff to do.
Totally.
And, you know, I have to say, I have a blast. We, you and I do a lot of stuff, fun stuff together. Mm-hmm. The vast majority, but there's some
stuff. I thought you liked it. Now I'm questioning it.
There's some stuff, and you know exactly what it is that, you know, I don't invite you to, and you don't want to come.
That's
and it's
true.
Vice versa. Like, I'm not going to go to a musical. I'm just not with you.
Do you know what's really nice about it? It's now I get it, and I know it, and it's okay to say, no, I did not buy you a ticket. It's XYZ, and you're like, thank goodness. I'm like, you're welcome.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you later.
I'm going to get up tomorrow morning, at probably way before the sun gets up, and put a wetsuit on, go out in the ocean with paddle boards with a couple of our kids and their friends. And I'm extremely confident. I didn't even invite you. You probably don't even know we're going to do this.
No, I will show up a couple hours later with coffee on the beach.
Yes, that's my
that's
point.
My
that's
role.
Why you don't even know we're doing it. I'll leave you a little sticky note on your forehead
while you're
sleeping.
Do the coffee order, and I'll show up with that later. Absolutely. And I get the house to myself. Thank you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
I'm just shaking your hand over the studio table.
Thank you.
If you have a question or you want to get sidetracked by listening to the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
Do you believe in yourself?
Oh. I love how you just kind of, it's so simple. But man, you really need to think about that once in a while. Yes, I do. I don't know if you're talking to me or the listeners, but yes, I do believe
in
myself.
I'll take either.
Do you believe in yourself?
I do.
I believe in you.
Thank you. You know, it's...
I do not believe in your ability to make the best cookie on the planet, but I think you're maybe one of the best salespeople on the planet, and I'm not exaggerating.
What? You don't like my cookies? That's one of my things that I like.
No, that's not
my
what I said.
My kids like my cookies.
You're good at cookies,
okay,
but
wait a minute.
Not the best in the world. I think you're close to the best in the world salesperson.
Okay. Got it. Got a little defensive there, sorry, because I really feel good at... Say pastry chef or something. Give me some credit. Cookies are my thing.
Oh.
Cookies and sandwiches are my thing.
Meatloaf, sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. All right, so... My thoughts are, it's easy to walk around and say you believe in yourself when you really don't believe in yourself. And you really need to take a moment and sit back, and if you don't believe in yourself, maybe try to figure out why one went sideways and get yourself back on track. If you're not walking around believing in yourself, confident in what you're doing and the decisions you're making, then you might need to make some changes.
Yeah, and I would really take this is not, you know, group psychology here, but, you know, I would take a look at why that is. And my guess is somebody in your life, either now or before, was telling you suck.
Yeah.
If somebody in your life is telling you suck, get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't suck. Trust me.
Well, and I even, it's, for me, it's totally internal. You know, I like to think I do an okay job of not letting other people's stuff rattle me. Sure, it does, you know, but at times I can remove myself and go, okay, that person's crazy. I'm at it, you know, like you just said.
Yeah.
You know, and I turn around myself. So, but it's more just internal, not just external. This is where I'm going with this one, you know. A lot of us are going through the motions every day, and we think we're going where we want to go. We think we're doing everything, you know, but when you take a step back and it's just important to make sure that you're really true to yourself and you believe in yourself and you're taking care of yourself and following through. And that's,
you know what I see sometimes a lot with especially with our younger members, they struggle, or right in the beginning, they might not struggle, but they kind of fumble the ball. Just on the real estate piece, like, you know, oh man, I think I sent this mailer out and I think I overpaid. What should I do? And then they internalize it and say, you know, I suck at this. Really, this is not about, again, I said for the 5 millionth time, it's not so much about buying real estate and selling it and making money. That part's easy. What's hard, or not hard, but what takes a lot of effort is being organized. So don't, you don't suck. take a deep breath, get organized, put a plan together, get a system together, you know where the money's coming from. Don't fly by the seat of your pants on a lot of this stuff, and all the deals will happen for sure. Mm-hmm. And none of it's going to happen if you don't believe in yourself, Jill. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's funny that what you just brought up about some of our members, because I've had a few members that I've had a chat with that it's a situation like you just described. They're thinking, oh, I screwed up. I did something wrong. I'm, you know, whatever. And then when I say, hold on a moment, you're killing it. I mean, look what you just learned. I mean, right. Yeah, a big deal. You lost $200. Who cares?
Who loses $200, by the way?
You're going to, you know, but you know what I mean? You know, you think, you know what? Here's what usually happens is that I only made X when I should have made Y. That's what happened. And I'm like, all right.
I could have made $5,000 on this, what? And I only made $3.
I sold it to that guy, and then the next day somebody else called me, and I was so impatient.
How is that feeling?
And I screwed up. I know that's my big one. And
you just nailed this.
All I have to do is I have to say, what are you talking about? Sometimes
that's a
you just need it
thing.
From somebody else, and I tell them you're doing everything right. And
you're
then
right.
It does up their, oh, God, yeah, I do believe in myself. I am right. I'm like, yeah, you are doing everything right. So it's funny how that comes up.
That's I love it. Believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Have some confidence. It's awesome. That doesn't happen overnight, I guess, either. Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good talk, Jill.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm glad you like that.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.